morning out there, Box 2, radio friends, family, maybe even foes. We don't know, but this is still the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Tuesday, so you know what that means. We have a full house in the kingdom. Well, we already have a full house in the kingdom, but in the studio, we have a full house, and we have the Raise a Hallelujah crew. We have Miss Crystal. So we're going to make our round away the around the table, make our way around the table. So, Miss Karen, how are you this morning?
I am doing great. It's been a great day, been a great week. Looking forward to the rest of the day and tomorrow.
Amen. Yeah. Still in this excitement with the Lord's doing. Amen. Right. Miss Jeannie.
I'm good. I've adjusted everything that needed to be adjusted. I'm in the right posture, so praise the Lord.
Right? Amen. Ready to receive if you're in the right posture.
Good way to put it.
Miss Crystal.
I am doing wonderful. God is good. Amen. Feeling great. He's worthy of our praise.
Amen. And this morning I get to look in there at a cute little face, baby Ezra. He likes the radio. He tries to take the mic a lot.
But... he cut them eyes at me.
He does like his snacks too.
Excuse me.
But blessed, I'm blessed this morning, still filled with gratitude and thankful to be here with you guys. So if you all want to interact this morning, Bible questions, comments, concerns, prayer requests, you name it. Then you can text in if you want to text me, 270-589-7933, or you can call 270-257-2689. And we'll try to the best we can. We may not know all the answers, like we say, but we know the one who does. So
Amen.
We're going to consult him about it and see what the Holy Spirit reveals to
Amen.
Us. So that's that. So interact with us. We love it. But also... we do have a few announcements, not many, but we do have a few. So for February, the only one we have left, but a great one, is Brother Waleed Zaru. He was with us on the air yesterday. Mm-hmm. He will be with us on Sunday. So he has a powerful testimony. If you want to jump ahead and kind of get a taste for his testimony, you can look for the book, Why Not You, is his book. Mm-hmm. His testimony's in there. Powerful. And then it kind of breaks down in different chapters on how to practically evangelize, what that means to evangelize, and what it looks like in your life. Basically, it's going and telling, sharing your testimony, but he really breaks it down in a way that is awesome. I can't wait to read the book myself. I'm hoping to be able to do that soon, but just a powerful testimony of how God radically changed him. He was on his way to hurt someone very badly. He was just full of anger, and then the Lord completely wrecked him.
Oh, wow.
Really reminds me of a Saul to Paul type conversion there.
That's awesome.
So I'm excited for him to be with us, not just because of his powerful testimony, but because of his powerful testimony, he truly has such a love for the people of God. And so I've seen that. I've experienced it. Him and his wife have loved me without even, you know, we've met one time in person. And I know that they just have so much love for the body of Christ. So I'm excited for them to be with us. Be with us. If you don't have anywhere to be, a home church on Sunday the 22nd. But if you do, then we will do our best to get that recording up. So that it'll be on the air, but it'll be posted later for people to be able to listen back.
That's exciting.
So we're excited for that. And then March, of course, coming up, March 13th and 14th will be a busy weekend. We have stuff going on in Litchfield. There's a women's conference, Walking Through Seasons of Life, that Friday and Saturday. The Friday the 13th will be Julie Collins will be the speaker, and she's an author as well. She'll be speaking. And then the 14th, that Saturday, Les N. Downs will be leading worship and bringing a word to them as well. So that's Clarkson Baptist out in Litchfield. You can find more information on Facebook. And then also the youth rally, Bethel Youth Rally, is going to be that weekend as well, on the 14th. We'll have more information coming sooner, closer to time, but just make sure to continue to save that date. Look forward to that date. And if you're interested in helping with that or anything, then you can contact the radio station, 270-257-2689, or just you have questions about it. And then in Hardinsburg, they're that same, I believe it's the Friday,
right?
What
a big weekend.
It is.
Really? I mean, it's like, who There's are we going to do?
There? I know. Yeah. Well, you can kind of find whichever one's closer to you, you know, because some of you listening are kind of closer to the Hardinsburg area. Some of you, Litchfield, maybe Clarkson. I know we have a faithful listener, Miss Elizabeth out in Clarkson, mm-hmm. and a few more. I believe Miss Brenda's in Clarkson, too. But Hardinsburg, go ahead and
yes,
yeah. Well, restoration.
I was just in there thinking church. Though also that each one of them carries their own unique thing and that'll appeal to or wherever
yes,
you're
amen.
At in your walk. And so you've got of course the women's thing, the youth, so and then the story tour.
Yes,
the story tour is mostly geared toward those who are in addiction or in depression and things like that. Thing of struggles, hurts, habits, and hang-ups.
Yeah.
And so we're excited to be able to open up a safe, comfortable place for you to learn that others have gone through it, and they made it through mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love that. That's awesome. So don't forget that the story tour, that'll be March 13th.
Yes.
And is it 6 o'clock? I don't think normally.
I think it's
it
six.
Might start
it might
earlier.
Be 6. It might be 6:30 actually.
6:30.
Somebody will correct me here in a minute.
Yeah. Well, hey, just show up around 6. Be a little early.
Yeah. Come on
it'll
early.
Be good.
Talk to
Get
me.
Get you
yeah.
saved.
So it'll be good. I'm so thankful for resources and opportunities like that for people. And so we can't say that there's no resources or nobody that wants to help.
Mm-hmm.
I know it feels that way sometimes, but there are people who have a heart to help in. Help your need, whether it be we have Miss Debbie come on here with the Food Alliance, whether it be hunger, whether it be depression, whether it be addiction, whatever it is, mm-hmm. we can probably, well, first we know the one who supplies all our needs, and that's the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that He uses people and puts people in place to be able to help. So
and the Remnant Store.
The Remnant
it,
Store. And it's,
is
open,
that,
it's
is
opening
it open?
On Thursday.
See, yeah. That's a huge. There's And there's one over in Hardinsburg as well. So they're all around locations.
Samaritans.
Right.
Yeah. And so... Yeah, every need, you should not go without. You should
yes.
not be unattended.
Yes, so let us know. If ask. Don't be afraid to ask, and we'll get you hooked up with something if you're just happening to tune in and you have a need but or know somebody. Normally that's what it is a lot of the time. You know somebody that has a need. But thankful for that. Thankful for the Lord's provision through different ways. So that's all our announcements that we have, and I think somebody might have texted me one. I think, Lance Johnson, they were talking about how his meeting last night was powerful. So many got touched by the Lord and got fire of the Lord. So I thought they were announcing something, but they were just testifying of what the Lord did.
I was right about the time.
Awesome.
A story tour is at 6:30, and that was Jeremy who said, "Y'all preach to me this morning, I'm ready."
All right, well, we'll get going. We are in Acts 14:14, so we'll get flipped over there. Acts 14:14, we're making our way through, and it's been awesome. Really awesome
Halfway
to
through.
Be back. Yeah. Yeah. Talked a lot about yesterday the power and the boldness that they walked in, and we can walk in still today.
And so, should.
Yes. Amen.
It's not about you. It's about who's
him.
In you.
Amen. Amen. 14:14, anybody want to read?
I can if you want to, but now I got King Jimmy.
That's okay.
Okay.
King Jimmy.
Which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, is this 14?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. They rent their clothes or tore their clothes and ran in among the people crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do you these things? We also are men like passions with you, and we preach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all the things that are therein." Where do you want me to stop?
You can keep going.
"Who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without a witness,
mm-hmm.
in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." I think we discovered all that.
Right.
"And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Mm. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas and Derbe.
Okay, I guess we can stop there if you want to.
Yep, Derbe. Derbe. What do y'all call him?
I don't know.
I would think it would be
somebody
Derby.
Tell me what to call him.
Derb.
No, I wasn't saying it was right. I was just pronouncing it again.
It would Derbe.
I don't know. I
can put something. E or E.
Okay. I'll put something else on it.
So I say Derbe.
I'd say Derbe.
So do you guys have anything on it?
Well, I love the fact that as I was reading along there, and it said that they supposed him to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
So was he actually dead? What do you say?
No, because he says he gets up.
I don't think
well,
so.
Well, he got up. Okay. I've heard others talk about this as probably, well, this might be one of the places mm-hmm. where he came. I literally was raised from the dead.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I've never heard
so,
it.
But have you heard that?
I've heard that, too. I think that people kind of debate back and forth on
right.
it. But I do agree with my study notes here. Those who stoned Paul apparently thought they had succeeded with it saying, supposing mm-hmm. he was dead,
mm-hmm.
That he was indeed gravely injured, making some think supposedly that he was dead. But because of that word, that most likely he was very injured and leading people to think that.
Don't you love that he says he stood up and went back into the city?
Yeah. Yes.
Come on.
I love that.
I mean, I don't. Is this an in your face moment, or is this I'm going to finish my mission moment?
There's a song that they play.
I told y'all I had something to do.
This is when they go, what?
I think they. I don't know if you all probably haven't heard this song, but I know they've played it at like church camps and stuff, and it's like it's an upbeat song, and it's like, you can't stop me. I don't even know this whole song, but that part, you can't stop me. And a lot of times they play it with sports and different things like that. But you know, I think about that song like, you can't stop the Lord. Like it's His presence living in him.
Yeah.
You know, it's His power that He's walking in. He's drawing from.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was thinking about too, like He's whenever you're preaching and when you are going in the boldness of the Holy Spirit, you know, we see like Jesus wasn't just giving empty words whenever he said, you know, they will hate you because they first hate
me.
I know. And that you're going to walk into some of these things, these persecutions.
We got to remember that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
And I mean, it's like, it seems like immediately, I don't know actually how much time would have passed mm-hmm, when he was mm-hmm. preaching until this happened, but I know it's here to show us that, you know, this is what the narrow road has
right.
in store.
It does. That's right.
You know, this is what the narrow road has, but guess what? On the narrow road, you're going to get delivered out of prison by angels. You're going to get back up when you're beat up.
Down.
When you're beat up, you're going to get up.
Because greater
go
is
right back at it.
The one living in you.
Or risen from the dead.
Yeah.
Yes, risen from the dead. Yeah. I mean,
I think about this a lot. I mean, I may be weird in that way, but I think about that scripture where Jesus said, beware when all men speak well of you.
Mm.
It just, I mean, I always look at my life and go, you know, I think for the most part I'm liked. I mean, but sometimes I guess not
loved.
So much. depends on where I'm at. But you know, he did clearly say they're going to hate you if you carry
His
Me.
Name.
Mm-hmm. If you carry His presence, if you carry His message, if you carry His witness.
That's
so
right.
The question always becomes, are you carrying His
mm-hmm.
presence? Are you carrying His right. word to mm-hmm. somebody? Because for the most part, we haven't experienced a lot of hate here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to go to Exodus real quick. We all know this scripture very well, but I just want to read it the correct way. I heard this morning. Someone sent it to me, actually. Kind of goes with what you're saying. In Exodus 20:20, of course, is the Ten Commandments. And it says, do not misuse the name. Let me read it in King James so I don't get in trouble. Hold on just a second.
Why would you get in trouble?
Just kidding. then shalt not. Then, I can't even talk. You got me all flustered, Jeannie. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And what they were saying in this is that if you look up the translation of this scripture, it does not mean that you cuss him or all that right. you right. curse him mm-hmm. or things. But what it means, that word, I think it's vain, I think it was the vain, was in Hebrew, was nasal, I think they called it. And nasal truly means to bear the name. You carry his right. name as a representative.
That's right.
Now, when you're representing something, people are going to look to you for the answer of it or right. the mm-hmm. the reputation of it. And he even used the example, when you're on a job, you leave that job sour, then you are representing in a different right. way. You're
it's
not bearing
ambassador.
Yeah,
it
you're
is.
Not bearing the name. So he's, you know, the Lord wants us to bear his name, like you were saying. Sometimes it's not always fun. Sometimes it's not always, but you bear that name as a representative, saying, whatever I face, no matter what I do, I am going to represent Jesus in a good way,
right.
you know, in the middle of my trial. Mm-hmm. We talked about that last week, you know, of rejoicing through whatever we go through, representing and showing people who we are in Christ. And we have answers and we have knowledge only that comes from him.
Right.
I mean, but for people, you know, when you're a representative of a company, and let's just say someone, or let's just say you're the representative and someone comes to you for a job, they're going to want to know what are the benefits for me in your, you know. So as evangelism, we should be able to tell the benefits of what Jesus is doing for us in our lives, and the testimonies like we talked about last week, and you know, in this scripture of Acts 14:14, you know, they're pretty much telling them, what are you doing? You know, why are y'all going this way? You know, after everything that God has done, you know, yeah, I think that, isn't that how he said it? Well, let me get to 14 real quick. I moved on. Why are you doing these things? They say, that's how my translation says it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing these things? We're the same. We're just like you, but we're proclaiming the good news to you that you should turn from these worthless things to the living God mm-hmm. who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. And Paul got it about don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, yeah.
He knew, I am representing Christ, and I don't care. They just about either killed me or they beat me where I was knocked out. But it says he got up and he went right back into the town as a representative bearing the name of Jesus, saying, you know what? Let's go to Derby.
Right.
And he went again.
See, really all of the Pharisees and anyone who was against Jesus, they were going against that commandment
because
they were bearing Yahweh's name in vain, which we know they're all one, but they were rejecting part of the Godhead.
That's right.
So it's like Paul knew, he knows both sides. He's been there. He's made that transgression. And I think that's part of why he says he's the chief of sinners and that he stays humble because he's been there. Mm-hmm. And I love that point. And it reminds me of the scripture, you know, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again.
Yeah, that's good.
Because, you know, we see over and over again that men of God do fall. Like the scripture tells us, it's going to happen, but you get back up.
It's
you know?
The believing. It's the believing in what he said and who he is and who he is in you and you in him.
Yes. And it's
the full belief.
It's how do you respond to these trials?
That's
how,
the word
respond.
I was
yes. Like you're responding with the Lord. You're clinging. It reminds me of David, you know, he ran to the Lord. And in his trials, in his learning and being conformed, he was producing Christ-likeness. He was showing who God is. And even like showing the characteristics of God, of his mercy. When somebody falls and gets back up, that shows the mercy of God. You know, you could fall on the side of the Pharisees and be like, how dare, the Lord shouldn't forgive them. He shouldn't be able to do that. But you can fall on the side of who he is and praise God and say, praise the Lord that you are merciful and you are just and that you can change a person's heart. You know, like what side are we going to fall on? But I love that no matter whether it's, you know, you're going in and slaying the giants for Jesus or you are literally your life from your failure and your mistake through the rising up
and going back
and going into the Lord, either one can be a bear a true witness of the Lord.
That's right.
It all just matters that we're in Him, abiding in Him. Mm-hmm. And I love that word, Miss Crystal.
Listen to the Strong's on the vanity, on the vain. It says empty or profitless. You know, we see if you take the Lord's name, how do I take the Lord's name? Well, I've begun to tell people Jesus is my Lord.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
But there, it's profitless. It's empty.
No substance.
There's nothing there. You know, you're not walking. We saw you fall, and we saw you that you did not get back up and walk with Him. Mm-hmm. We saw, and I know I'm touchy here, but when I struggle and have a situation, and then you see me recover up out of there and begin to walk in forgiveness.
Adjust yourself.
Exactly. You have to. You have to. Because why? Because we haven't took His name in vain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're still walking in the substance of who He is and what He's done. And so saying He is my Lord is not empty.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, it's that there's a fall, but there's a response to the fall.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
There's fruit.
Yeah, yeah.
The other translation that says, do not misuse the name of the Lord, you know, well, it's your God, because the Lord will not leave anyone unpunished who misuses His name.
It's the same thing as saying, you know, in Him all things are possible.
Right.
And it's just comes to a place where it's just a thing you say. But there's a living to it. There's a life in everything He says. Mm-hmm. Life. It's not just a word. It's just not a mantra. It's life. And it has a result. Mm-hmm. I see the evidence of His goodness.
That's right. Right.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 That's good. That's good.
That's life.
And that's what we're seeing here in Acts, honestly. They're just like... I love it. They're not even getting caught up in the battles that they're facing, like even with the religious leaders, like, and they're doing what Jesus did, because He didn't let it stop Him.
Right.
Like, how often do we let the ones coming against us, the ones trying to hinder, how often do we let that delay us or distract us from the mission that God's, you know?
I just said to the Lord this morning, just this morning, I just bare mine out there. I want the victory in this, you know, because we all got the struggle. Yeah. We all got the stuff. And it's usually something that's, you know, that stirs you so bad that you don't respond well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually got that attack on it or whatever whatever it is that gets you all
stirred up.
Right. And then I'm like, but Lord, I want to get back up and go in the city. I don't want to mess with this even a day. I want the victory right now in this thing. And instead of always responding with I don't know, a defense or whatever, you know, I want to respond because the Lord has not changed. That's not a surprise, what you're doing. It's not a surprise. I don't know if it was to Him or not. I think He knew they're probably not going to like this.
Right. Yeah.
To the point they're going to attack me.
But I think, too, that sometimes, you know, when I read the Word of God, it's like there's something He's telling me. And I think that because He wrote it down and said it, you know, it's the thing of, one day we're going to look just like Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a hope in it.
Right.
And the thing of it is that, again, He said you're going to have it. You're going to be persecuted. This is going to happen. There's something about knowing that changes that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't make it, it's not like you want to run out there. But at the same time, it's a foreknowledge. It's right. I don't know how to. It's an understanding you have before you get there.
Yeah.
It's the place where you know this is right.
The attack's on Him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it's at.
It's the stand behind the
word. They're not after me. After you, he said. They're after me.
A listener texted in and said a scripture that ties into what we're talking about. 1 Peter 3:15 is a scripture that ties in. And it reads, but in your hearts, honor Christ, the Lord, as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. And we do see that so much with Jesus and with Paul. And she was saying that Paul was a whatever it takes to reach the lost, and Jesus is a whatever it takes.
Right. Mm-hmm. What is he? He said, I become all things to all men that I might save some.
Yes. Right.
You know, so he knew how to put himself in the place that was needed here.
Right. Yes.
What's needed here.
Right.
And that's what, you know, that compassion that he had, mm-hmm. that heart of the Lord, that mind of Christ, you know, that we're supposed to have, that takes us into places that our flesh would never want to be in.
Right. You know, Psalms 119:46 says, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. Again, he's not talking about himself. He said, I will speak of thy testimonies. I will speak of how great thou art.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's the staying behind the word. Mm-hmm. It's you're speaking of him. You're representing him. And he's gonna honor that.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to fight for you
mm-hmm.
there,
that's
you
right.
know, in every way.
Yeah. And he pretty much tells us, you know, that the things you're running after are worthless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's not going to benefit you. You know, we're giving you the good news. We're giving you the gospel, the only thing that matters, you know. And he's saying, we're just like you. We struggle too. But we come to the realization that those things are worthless.
Right.
And grab hold of the good things. And we want you to come to the living God who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. And he goes into the past generations of how, you know, what they did and without a witness, you know. And even though they said these things, they barely stopped the crowds from sacrificing to them. You know, it was a dark time,
right.
You know, and I was trying to think of the scripture. I had it this morning. I think it's Habakkuk 2, and it says, let me grab it real quick because I don't want to say it wrong. I think it's Habakkuk 2. I was reading this morning. I hope I'm in the right place. 2:14, I think it was. No, that's not it. But anyway, it talks about, let me back up. It's Isaiah. Y'all talk amongst yourselves real quick.
Well, you know, they scarce restrained the people
mm-hmm.
from sacrificing to
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder, I couldn't help but think of, as we see the Christian world, how it's turned. I say Christian world, I'm going to talk about that. But
right.
How it's turned so much in the realm of worship. And, you know, I feel so much for these artists who made a song like I Can Only Imagine, and it went
nuts.
Or Shout to the Lord, there it went, and it remains this thing out there that's always reverenced and always brought the presence of God into it.
Right,
and you know, and they were looked at as they were worshipped in it.
That's right,
they were, and they'll be the first ones to tell you as they tried to back up off of that.
Right.
You know, especially Darlene Check, if you've ever listened to her, I mean, she did not want that kind of attention.
Mm-hmm.
But yet what they brought that kind of attention.
Right.
And, you know, it's a I want to say scary thing, but it's a
sobering
thing.
Yes.
It really is. So
Amen.
Some people are maybe being looked at and lifted up. They didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we don't want to lose sight of the fact that they didn't ask for that.
You want to be...
They didn't expect it at all.
You want to be in fellowship with people who don't want that.
Yeah.
Who want to stay humble because it will open you up for judgment. I mean, because the Lord says, like, if you don't humble yourself, you can humble... I'll give you time to humble yourself before me. But if you don't humble yourself before me, then I'll humble you in front of everybody.
Well,
and that's what we see happen.
Verse 2, and it says, or in Hebrews, it says, be careful that you let nothing slip.
Yep.
It puts people in that position, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something else distracting them. Mm-hmm. There's something else calling their name. Mm-hmm. Look at me. Look at me. And it's an easy play. It's a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to fall in this place, like mm-hmm. it's your worship, I teach the word or whatever. All of us want to bring the message
mm-hmm.
that caused the room to fall out.
Oh yeah,
there
or
they
the
went,
song, yeah,
under the presence of the Lord, and
yeah.
everybody's praying.
The anointing
and
comes.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Right, yeah.
And you know, it's hard not to desire that and keep it in its proper place. And I can just tell you one of the ways that you can keep it in your proper proper places. Leave where you are and go get down there with them.
That's right. Let me tell you, this is so weird because I just shared it with Todd. And y'all going to laugh at me, but I had a dream last night. Now, I was in a church service. No church I knew. A couple of people I knew. Okay, but it's nobody y'all know and nobody you need to talk about. So anyway, but there was a person. We were in a church service. I was on the worship team. And again, not anybody we know. And there was a person on the stage who was clearly walking in pride. And they had on a real tight leather jacket. Okay. And then they took the leather jacket off and they had a real tight tank top on.
Oh, wow.
And they were just proclaiming of the words that they had given. And a real humble, do not know who this guy was, a real humble worship leader, just on the keyboard playing. I can see him, he has like blonde hair, nobody I know. And he looks up and he goes, I've never heard this word. He goes, wow, you're sancta proud.
Sancta proud.
Sancta proud. That word keeps sticking
in my... He said that in front of everybody?
Yeah. And the guy goes, and the guy said, well, like, you know, look at me. Yeah, what do you expect? And I woke up. And I told Todd, I said, I woke up wondering, was that about me? Because usually dreams are. Mm. Not that I'm sancta proud. I don't believe that. But the Lord having me pray for that, or is there an issue with that something, you know, I always want to say, God, is it me? Mm. But I feel like the Lord was saying that they're proud in the fact that they are sanctified. Not anything to do with Jesus. I had never heard that word, and it's rolling. And when y'all said, you know, talking about being humble and all that, sancta proud. And I'm like, I don't know I don't know directly that is a God word. I'm just saying it makes sense in the fact that we think we're holy. We think we're all that. And we think we are the one that's going to, like you said, bring the, because this person in the dream was acting like, I have given words.
I've brought
and
it.
And he'd walk around in the audience, and I am the one that is making all this happen. Mm-hmm. And the worship leader just says, wow, you're sancta proud.
I bet that's a Hebrew word. Let me look it up.
It doesn't even make sense. It's almost an oxymoron, you know, because it doesn't even make sense. Because if you can't be sanctified and proud, but you can be proud in the fact that you think you're sanctified. Yeah, does that make sense?
What it actually spoke to me is when you said that word can't exist.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
So that word is two opposites trying to come together and it won't work.
Right. Yeah, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
You cannot bear his name and bear your name at the same time.
God can do that.
That's
only
right.
God can take two
He says, humble yourself, and he will lift you up to do the things that he wants you to do as you stay sanctified and humble, but not proud, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we got here, but anyway.
That's a good word, though.
It is a good word.
It was a weird dream. You know, it really was.
Well, that's what they were faced with here. And they chose not to.
Well, that's right. We're seeing that. I mean, yesterday's broadcast, we really talked a lot about that, how we're seeing church after church that we, like, literally God has used denominations and churches to bring revival. Mm-hmm. And these churches are falling into heresy, into doctrines of demons, into all of these things. And it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, it's heartbreaking that churches that once were carrying the glory is gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, the glory is not there.
Yeah.
And they're falling into sin. They're endorsing, you know, things that are... an abomination to the Lord.
They're sancta proud.
I mean, it really is.
And I mean, that kind of goes along with that word, because if God has used you before,
sanctified you, which means set apart, consecrated you, made holy, you know, in him, you know.
And then you started to let the pride creep in and then got away from him.
That's that vain thing. That's taking the Lord's name in vain.
There you go.
I think we all face that too. And I think we really need to sound that out loud. Maybe somebody struggled with something and then overly put themselves in an unworthy place. You know, we all have to face that pride thing.
That's right.
And especially those of us that have stepped into a public ministry type thing where people see you and recognize you as one who's bringing something. You know, and you're operating in a gift, and it's so obvious. And for us that are behind the scenes, we know that God, in spite of how messed up we are sometimes, he still blesses puts his anointing on the call. I'm so grateful for that.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
But we've all had that thing where we had to cast down that way. That's not who I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. And we had to resist that. We had to yeah. let, because nobody gets out of struggling with some of these mm-hmm. things. And mm-hmm. I think it's important that people realize the struggle will come.
Yeah.
But you will make it if yeah. you'll stay in love with the one who called you.
That's right.
I think just remembering, too, like, you with the anointing, if you remember the difference, you with the anointing yes. versus you without the anointing.
Because
yes. there's a big difference in every
it ain't
area.
Good.
Whether it's, you know, a lot of us understand it in the realm of worship, music. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even want to just say worship because I think worship is so much more than music. But music,
yeah.
though, mm-hmm. we know we can. It's kind of easily visible with music whether the anointing yeah. is there or not. But it's in every area. Like when you've had the anointing, when you're trying to counsel somebody or encourage somebody, versus when you don't have it. And
yeah.
remember back to when you were just leaning on your own understanding, mm-hmm, and
right.
and you just. It's just like you're trying to draw from an empty well, and
right.
you don't know which direction to go.
Right.
And that's what I think about with not having
Come
the
on.
Anointing is you're really just scraping.
Struggle.
You're pulling for something that's not there. You're struggling.
That's exactly
and
right.
With
I walk off from those things right
yeah.
there.
Yes.
I will not stay in it.
Right.
But with the anointing, you know, it's you know that it's not you.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. the blessing of it, is you know it's the Lord.
Yeah.
And you know, I love it. I don't care to say his name in it. I think I've said it before, but Forrest Frank, I actually haven't listened to him in a while. It's been a while, but I was there kind of keeping up with him a little bit. And I do remember listening back though, when he said that he switched from secular, cause he used to make secular music that wasn't bad. It was just, you know, it just wasn't pointed towards the Lord. He was a Christian, but he wasn't like using his gift fully to worship
right.
the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained the difference of when he was performing and he was the one receiving the glory in the performances. And it wasn't even church events or anything. It was just like his job. Like mm-hmm. he was just going to this place and that place. But then he explained the first time that he actually like led worship and was like everything that he had, he was giving it to the Lord
yeah.
through his gift. And he said, for the first time, I felt that glory that used to just stop with me, I felt it go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
That's awesome.
He said, I felt a glory begin to rise out of me and go somewhere that it had never went before through me.
Right.
And it wasn't stopping with me. I wasn't holding on to it. And he said, and it just kept coming. Like it didn't stop. It just kept flowing
yeah.
to the one that is worthy of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that picture that he explained, I was like, wow, like that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like I loved that so much, and I'll never forget that, him explaining that, because that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's due, you know, he's due. He's worthy of
yeah.
it. So.
You know, we was talking about that Sunday and, you know, the message and everything Aaron was bringing Sunday about worship and everything is that, you know, when we worship the Lord, when we do those things, it's that everything you are goes with you there. You know, it's that place where you've got illness or you've got some things going on in your life or whatever. When you begin to worship the Lord, that goes with you there. And the thing of it is that it can't stay there.
Right.
You know, we've talked many times about how, you know, you don't feel good. You don't want to, but you're going to go and you're going to speak the word of God, or you're going to preach, or you're going to teach, or you're going to sing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you get there and all of a sudden that thing's forgotten.
Yeah.
It's
Amen.
Gone. And see, that's the thing, you know, that's the medicine. It's the place where you give yourself to the Lord and you find yourself in a place where, yes, here it is, all of it. But there's things that fall off
mm-hmm.
of you there because they can't live there.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's in everything you do toward him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, it reminds me, I keep thinking about Abraham and Isaac. We talked about that until last
yeah.
Right.
But it's still true. Like, I'm so thankful that we have the Holy Spirit living inside of our temple and that we have access at all times.
Oh, my goodness.
But even with that access, we can't be naive to think that, like, it's just going to happen.
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
I just was thinking that even though we have the Spirit living inside of us, there's always still a going up yonder. Like, there's always still a going somewhere. Yeah. Like, we can't just expect it to just happen.
That's right.
We have to move somehow. And it might not always look the same, but just as he had to move and go to the mountain, like, we have to go to the Lord. Mm-hmm. We have to come into the present, his presence, even though the presence is in us. And it can kind of get confusing thinking about it in our own mind, our own way of thinking. But I love what you're saying in that, because I think no matter whether we're gathering with believers or we're at our house or wherever we are, we have to make some kind of movement.
That's
to
right.
get to mm-hmm. that place where we're bringing all that we have to him. And it, I don't think it has to look a certain way every time, but we have to get out of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
past the outer court.
We talked about this last night. There must be a response.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, you know, he can be calling you aside, or he can be, or maybe you're just going in, but there's a two thing here. You can't just sit back here and say, well, I'm trusting the Lord, work everything out. I'm counting on him, waiting on the Lord, and all mm-hmm. those things we say. You go on up to the mountain. that's the day that you, if you're waiting on something, go on up into his presence. Mm-hmm. This is the, and if you hear something from him, if you know something about him, you must respond to him.
Yeah.
You can't just sit back. And what sometimes I think Christians, or I hear people talk, and we're too idle in our relationship with him. Get up in it and stay in it. You know, make time for him in this.
And have you ever been where you've prayed a vain prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were refusing to bring what was going on to the Lord, so you just prayed your prayer to get it over with?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I think that's the same as what we're talking about. When we do that and we pray these empty words, or we just pray it just to do it, like, just to check off the box or whatever, we're not bringing all that we have, like Ms. Karen was saying, to him. Because it doesn't always have to look like, I don't think it has to look like physically moving
right.
always.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think we have to get up from our couch mm-hmm. and go walk to our bench mm-hmm. to kneel down.
Yeah.
If God leads us to do that, then I think we should. But I think it's more of a spiritual thing. Like, it's like, you're going to bring all that you have and get it out in the open before the Lord. Instead of just, you know, thank you, Lord, for this.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Like, you know.
I used to go to the bathroom at break. At GE, when I was working at GE, I said, Lord, I'm going to give you my lunch time. So I'd go and get in a stall in the bathroom. I'm not kidding. Then, thank you, Lord, he graduated us to a closet.
Philippians 3:13-14 says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press... Yeah. What you're talking about, move, take a step,
Amen.
Do whatever God's telling you, toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And then if we have that mindset, if we continue with that mindset, then we won't pray prayers that are just, you know, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord.
But we'll be
praying prayers like Jeannie said, I'm going to adjust myself, and Lord, I want the victory in this because you said I could have it, you know. And we start praying those kind of things. When we forget, you know, the problems and forget whatever we're looking at and just say, wait a minute, my goal is to press toward Jesus and move toward him. Do we always do it?
No.
Maybe not, but it should be our goal.
We had a prayer time that was in that time. It was intense, and we were all seeking the Lord, and you know how it goes.
Yeah.
And one of the people in the group said, I hear the Lord saying, push. Push. And that's that press word. That's what you're talking about. Press. We're pressing for something here. We're pushing for something, and the Lord is inviting it.
Mm.
Press in, push forward. Wow. Mm-hmm. There's things I want to do, and if you got to get here in order for me to get it there.
Yeah.
There's a word, the scripture we read last week on the broadcast about, as many as receive him, he has given unto them the power to become the sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when we looked at that word receive, now, that sounds like, okay, I'm being given something. But the definition of that word receive is to take.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing, you know, it's a receiving, but there's also a taking. It's again, there's a response to what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, you know, we talked about grace one time, and grace, we think that's a great word. It is. Mm-hmm. But see, grace is not a dormant word. Mm-hmm. It is an action word, because God is action, and it was given, and it's divine, and it has a response on your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Every word he ever said is an invitation. It's a giving of something, but there is also a call of you to respond mm-hmm. to it, to reach mm-hmm. out and to take it.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it, so take it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the place where God is the only one who can take two words that are opposite of each other and put them together rightly. Receive it,
take it. Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm.
And
the implication is you receive it, but you have to. It has to go with you. When
exactly.
You, leave. You have to take it away from here.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's a visual I saw there when you were saying mm-hmm. that. You actually pick it up and take it away.
It goes with you.
Yeah.
And you know when I was thinking about it, but you know, I remember the Lord told me one time he was talking to me. Okay, he was talking about, you know, he said, you know, when you leave church. You know, and he was talking about church at that time. He said, and you step your foot across that threshold, you're changed.
Mm.
He said, you cannot come into the presence of my word and leave unchanged. Mm. And he said, you put your foot across that threshold, and if what you've got to say about what you just heard from me is that, man, I got to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get this. He said, you've changed. He said, if you step across that threshold and what you say is, well, that was a good word, now let's go eat. He said, you've changed.
Mm-hmm.
The word is never going to not do something. But the fact of the matter is the word and what it does is relying on you to receive it and to take it.
Yeah.
And if all you've got is, well, that was good. You've become a different person than you were when you walked in that door.
Mm-hmm.
The next time you hear the word of God, it'll be easier for you to say, that was good. It'll be easier to walk away from it with no response to it other than that was good.
Being a hearer and not a doer.
Mm-hmm. Job 17:9 says, the righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger.
That's right.
And that's kind of what we're just
amen.
I did that song
last
night.
What song?
Give Us Clean Hands.
Oh, okay.
Give us pure hearts.
That's a good
song.
Let us
not give ourselves to another.
But in that, we become stronger.
Exactly.
And stronger. Mm-hmm. You know, last week we talked about prayer, giving, and fasting. In the threefold cord, it is not easily broken. And that it causes you not to be shaken, because that rope gets stronger as we're, mm-hmm. you know, with clean hands and praying, fasting, giving, you know, that rope being twisted around, we can't.
Woven.
Yeah, we
it's
can't
been woven.
Be shaken. We do get shaken at times, but if we'll remember that the righteous keep moving forward, my God's going to do it. I have the victory.
Push.
I adjust my mind. That's a good word. I like that word. I adjust my mind back to the word,
mm-hmm.
you know, back to God, I want the victory in this because you said I could have it.
Mm-hmm.
And all things that we do, everything that we do. And again, like I said, as we humble ourselves, as we're humbling ourselves, not being sanctiproud, and saying, God, give us clean hands, give us a clean heart
mm-hmm.
that we might become stronger and stronger and bear your name,
mm-hmm.
you know, be a representative that doesn't like, you were talking, sorry, but you were talking about the churches. When you said that, Todd said, whoa, what Hannah said. And I said, well, which part? So he had to come back and talk, because she said a lot. You know? But what we're saying, not judging the churches, but praying for the churches, praying for our own personal churches, that we don't get into pride. We have the anointing here. We did this. We had so many people come to the altar. We had so many people baptized, or whatever happens, you know, in your church. And we want all that. And that's a good thing. We should be having so many people coming to the altar, so many people saved and baptized and all that. But when it becomes, look what we did, then that's when the churches begin to move into, because they got to find something to keep things going, because they're not looking to the Lord. They're looking to programs and the next feeling, the next project, the next whatever, instead of, as Forrest Frank said it, God, I moved into your glory. Is that how he said it?
Yeah. It was. It started getting out of me.
And yeah, it ended it with me, and then you took over. Yeah,
message that Josh Milburn preached down at Madrid that stayed with me forever. Mm-hmm. And it's like we cannot lose sight of the one. Mm-hmm. And so many times I think churches lose sight of the one.
Mm-hmm. Why are we
here? we talked about it last night, because we do all these things and maybe you gave the greatest words you've ever gave. You're like, wow, the anointing was on that.
Yeah.
And you didn't see the response you were looking for. But there was a couple people.
Yeah.
There was this one lady right here. There was this one man right over there. And we lose sight of the one. Jesus went to extremes for one person.
That's right.
For one person. Yeah. We can't lose sight of the one.
No. You know, it's Paul, when he got knocked down, he jumped back up and said, I got to get back in there. I'm going back in.
That's what I see, and it might not be as quick as Paul. I don't know.
I think he got a Band-Aid first. I do.
Because we really don't know how quick it was, but...
He might have gone, woohoo!
But the righteous, that's just on my heart. That you've fallen, but just... and then what was it? The upward call. When you read that, the upward call, that just really stuck out to me. Because what is Jesus always saying? Get up.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Rise.
Look up. Rise up.
Rise. That song? Take up your bed.
I'm going up.
To higher places. Is that what you're talking about?
Going up to the high places.
Yeah, and it's like he's always calling us up. Yeah, like the one caught in adultery, up. Like he's reaching out his hand to pull us up of wherever we are. And not just when we're in a sinner. This is a walk with him. Mm-hmm. And when you're walking with your child, do they fall down? Yes, when they're holding your hand, a lot of times they start running too fast. How often do we run too fast try to get ahead of the Lord?
Of God,
and then we trip. He's like, I was trying to keep pace with me and you won't stumble, but there you go.
What's the child do? Wait, come back.
You know, and I don't know, that upward call that was speaking to me is, you know, that's what, that call doesn't go away.
No. Ever.
Yeah. You know, Psalms 18 or 2 Samuel 22, they're both the same thing. It says, he reached down from heaven and took hold of me and pulled me up out of deep waters. Mm-hmm. So there's so many scriptures that talks about that he pulls us up, or like you said, he tells us to come on up.
Yeah.
You know, let's go up to the mountain. Let's go, you know,
Peter
he told Abraham, let's go up.
Yeah.
Peter on the water.
Yeah.
That's right. Peter had his eyes on him. He started walking, took his eyes off of him and sunk.
I believe even when he tells us to get up, I think his hand is always there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because he's the thing that we hold on to. He is the word. So when we're grabbing a hold of the word, we're grabbing a hold of his hand. When we're grabbing a hold of, even I was thinking about the prayer, fasting, and giving. Those things are him. Like he said, when you give to one of these, you've given to me. Mm-hmm. So all of those things, if we are doing it for him and to him and through him, then those are like the practical ways of how do we press forward? We do these things.
That's right.
This is how we, these are the practical things that we, this is the how. This is the how to is these prayer, word, fasting, giving, because those are doing his word, you know, and it's just, this is so good.
Yeah, it is good. And you know how many times I know y'all have too, that we've struggled or something's going on today or whatever, and all I can think of is, I got to get in his presence.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I got to get there. I've got to find time right now.
That's right.
To come aside.
Yeah, come aside.
I was being convicted. I know we probably shouldn't get many things from social media, but I just happened to be on there. And the Lord will speak to me and let things pop up on there. And something popped up and it was like, the devil loves busy mothers.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And it went on to talk about some different things. But it was talking, and then I saw another thing after that. I'm like, okay, Lord, you're getting my attention. Because the next thing said, when you're stressed or when you're tired, you just want to relax or whatever, don't go to whatever you're used to going to. Go to his presence. Mm-hmm. Like, his presence, his word, that it, like, mother, like, it was talking to mothers. Everything that pops up always is for mothers. That's like, my algorithm or whatever. But it hears me talking about baby mother right. all the time. But it was like, run to his presence. Mm-hmm. Like, the world and the enemy wants you to think that you can, you know, you just need to get some time away,
right,
or
right,
you need this thing or this outing,
the
this
selfish thing,
this thing, that thing, this is gonna, but it's like, run to his presence. Mm-hmm. His presence is where the refreshing is.
That
gonna
is
be.
That's it.
His presence is where the that lifting of the load is, like, I don't know, it didn't even say all these things, but that's what I was getting from
right.
it.
Well, it reminds me of,
it was good,
Martha, he was talking to
Martha, Martha, because he says Mary found the one thing.
Yes.
Mary went after the necessary
yes.
thing, some translation says, where Martha was running around. But he says, I'm not saying nothing to her. She's found the one thing. Mm-hmm. She's found the necessary
yes.
thing
Amen.
That she needs in her life to move forward, to
word.
Press in. She found the one thing.
That's
and
a good
you
word.
Said that a while ago about, well, I just drew a blank what you said about, but you said something about the one. You said, keeping your eyes on the one. You
yeah.
said it something like that.
Don't forget.
But like this morning, I'm talking, I'm talking for Jeannie. Apparently, Jeannie had a situation this morning, and I just love that word. That's a word for me this morning. She adjusted herself back to the one thing that
yeah.
matters, the necessary thing that matters. And I got a hold of that one. You got yours, I got yours. we each got something where
yeah.
we
right.
adjust and mm-hmm. we bear his name and we represent him.
That's good. That's so good.
Yeah.
Well, we got like 1 minute till our heartbreak, but I'm excited for what you ladies have in store whenever I leave, and then we'll come
too.
Back and
Me
get
too.
Into it.
Look what the Lord has.
I will read our trivia, though. I'll go ahead and read the first Tuesday trivia. How many were in Asa's army noted as mighty men of valor? So how many were in the army noted as mighty men of valor? Asa's army. 270-257-2689. And one more time, I'll read it. How many were in Asa's army noted as mighty men of valor? So you all can do it. I know you can do it. So 270-257-2689.
All right, we are back. You caught me talking.
Okay.
that
God.
Never stops in here. So anyway.
Talking don't stop.
But for our trivia question, there was a little mix up on that last week. Excuse me. Actually, last Tuesday when we were on here, Jeremy McManaway answered this question. I think it just got skipped. But it says, how many were in Asa's army noted as a mighty man of valor? And it says there was a total of 580,000, 300,000 out of Judah, 280,000 out of Benjamin. And that's in 2 Chronicles 14:8. So that question was answered. So I'm sorry if you're calling in or whatever, but we'll read another
one.
Well,
we got another one, right?
Right. Okay. And we'll wait for Miss Hannah to come back because I don't know which question it is. She didn't tell me.
She didn't tell you?
She didn't tell me which one it was. So I know we did what king was killed by his own sons. That we already did that one. So
yes,
we'll wait
we
for her because I don't know which one of these have been answered. But we'll come back with another one. But the other question was answered. So just a
last
little mix
week,
up.
Yeah.
So I think it just got skipped through the whatevers.
Through the whatevers.
Whatevers.
Gosh, we've been talking about so much this morning.
Really?
We just need to regroup and kind of pray. And like I said, the Lord always shows up here. It's such an awesome thing. We come in with nothing. We have the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is we don't have an agenda. We don't have a teaching. We don't say, Jeannie, it's your teaching this week, or Karen or Crystal, whatever. We just come in and pray, and the Holy Spirit always has a word. I want to start, if we can, if you ladies are in agreement. We've been just talking about so many things. And for some reason, Ezekiel 37 is on my brain. And we all know this, very familiar, the Valley of Dry Bones. But there's a question in it, and I feel like God wants us to talk about it. I'm in verse 1, Ezekiel 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by his spirit and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around. There were a great many of them on the surface of the valley, and they were dry. And I'm sorry, it says, and they were very dry. Then he said to me, here's the question. Son of man, can these bones live? Now, he's looking at a situation where things are dead. Maybe in your life this morning, maybe things are just not working. It was full of dry bones, and it says they were very dry. Maybe your situation is very dry this morning. And it was a great many of them on the surface of the valley. And he says to them, and the Lord says to him, or the Lord says to me, is what Ezekiel is saying, son of man, can these bones live? Now, it's a question of faith. It's a question of, do you believe that I can make these bones live? And we've been talking about several different things this morning about our walk with the Lord, about bearing his name, about being a representative to him, coming out of pride in our own selves, moving forward. And a question comes up now. Do you really believe that the Lord will change your situation, your dry bones, whatever that is for you? Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's your finances. Are your finances where you look at it and it's like, oh, Lord, this is very dry. in your marriage, you look at it and you think, God, how can it ever change? You know, and we always talk about our prodigals or what else? Well, maybe your church is very dry.
Right.
Maybe your walk with the Lord is very dry. And the Lord is saying to us this morning, can these bones live? Do you believe I can change your situation? And Ezekiel, he didn't go, oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I know. You know what he says? He humbly says, Lord God, only you know. You're the only one that knows, Lord. You're the only one. Because I, in myself, right. I see a bunch of dry bones. Mm-hmm. And we get that way sometimes. We look at the situation. And, you know, it's like there's a question this morning of, do we really believe that God's going to change this?
I want to give a scripture that goes with this.
Please
cross
do.
Reference on it. In 2 Corinthians 1:9, it's different, but it's because they're bearing his name in this particular instance, but you can fill in the blank.
Right.
We had the sentence of death in ourselves. We had the sense of loss here. Mm. We have the sense of this thing's not working out.
Right.
Wherever you fill in yourself there. But look, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Where did it take me? It took me to the place where God who raises the dead.
Uh-huh.
That's what's happening here.
Right. Can
these bones live?
Is it going to?
Can your situation rise from the dead?
Can it change?
Yes.
And we have to say, Lord God, only you know. But in that, watch what God does.
Yeah.
And he says, and he said to me, so I'm in verse 4, prophesy concerning these bones, prophesy concerning your situation.
Come on.
And begin to speak to it, is what it's saying, and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what the Lord God says. Now, we say, my marriage is in trouble. We say, my finances are really bad. We say,
our church
is very dry, or our church is having problems, or whatever, our prodigals, or our job, the people
finances,
on my job, whatever you're talking about this morning. That's what we say, but it says, this is what the Lord God says to these very dry bones,
right,
to this bad situation. Mm-hmm. I will cause breath to enter you, and you will live. Now, what was the question? Can these bones live?
Mm-hmm.
And he says right here, here's your answer.
Hear the word.
And you will live. I will put tendons on you, make flesh grow on you, and cover you with skin. I'm going to turn it all around. I will put breath in you, faith, your spirit, so that you come to life.
Right.
It's going to change. Then you will know that I'm Yahweh. So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And there we are with moving forward. There we are with saying, God, only you know. I'm going to step out. We talked about that a while ago, about moving forward toward the upward call
right,
of God.
Right.
While I was prophesying, while I was speaking the word of God, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And as I looked, tendons appeared on them, flesh grew and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, say to it. So this morning, the question is, can these bones live? We got to say to the situation, God, only you know. God, you know, you told me, you promised me in your word to prophesy this thing. You said your word wasn't going to return to you void. You said you're watching over your word to perform it, God. So I'm going to speak what God has joined together, let no man put asunder over my marriage. My God shall supply all my needs over my finances, you know, and praying for your church and finding scriptures on churches or on the gatherings of God's people or whatever, expose the enemy, whatever, you know, I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there.
Yeah.
But this is what the Lord God says. Breath, come from the four winds and breathe into these dead bones, slain, dry bone, very dry situation, so that they may live. There's your answer again. Can these bones live? Yes, they're going to live. Verse 10, so I prophesied as he commanded me. The breath entered them, and they came to life and stood on their feet a vast army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Look how they say, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are cut off. There's the negative. There's your negative words right there. There's you saying, oh God, what are we going to do? Oh my God, my marriage is over. Oh my gosh, we're gonna have to sell the house. We're going to have to go bankrupt. We're going to have to put our child's going to go to jail. You know, whatever. I don't know. Whatever, yeah. You know, I'm
you
just throwing things.
You
yeah.
fill it in.
You
yeah.
fill in your situation. Mm. Verse 12, therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the Lord God says. I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them, my people, and lead you into the land of Israel. You will know that I'm Yahweh, my people, when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I am Yahweh. I have spoken, and I will do it. This is the declaration of the Lord. I see y'all moving those mouse pads over there, looking up scripture. I see
That's
y'all
right.
stirring over
That's
there.
Right.
So
That's
come on,
right.
let's talk about it this morning.
Well, you know, the place that it led me is the when you were saying, when it said, hear the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hear the, and said, prophesy.
Amen.
Prophesy.
Amen.
And then it led me to over in the New Testament where he talked about holding fast to the profession of your faith.
Amen.
You know, we're going to profess something in this.
That's right.
We're getting ready to declare something.
That's
now,
right.
Now, we can be like they were where they had no hope. They declared that.
Yeah, they were speaking bad things.
They were. But he's saying, don't turn loose of the declaration, the profession, the prophesying
Amen.
Of what I have said.
Yeah, this is what God has said.
You can't
said.
Just say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
But it said, hear the word of the Lord.
Right.
You got to know what he said.
Say the word
You got to know what That's he right. said and then boldly begin to speak and hold fast to that profession of faith.
It makes me think Amen. Of the scripture, you know, over there. I don't remember exactly where it was, but... where it talks about God calls things that aren't as if they were.
Romans 4,
I think.
Yeah, Romans 4.
And 4:17, I think. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who he believed, even God who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And, you know, it's that same thing. I mean, again, it's speaking what God said over everything in your
That's
life.
That's right.
And you're prophesying.
You're going to push. We already used this word back in the first segment. You're going to move beyond the natural.
Right.
You got to get that. Because everything that's happening that you see and hear is in this natural realm, and God already called things that are not. They're not
As
visible in
right.
this
right.
moment.
Right.
They're not right here. Doesn't mean they don't exist. They're just not in this moment in your seeing, so you're going to have to push past your natural man, mm-hmm. you're going to have to push past the natural circumstances and go and push into the supernatural place where God has already declared it.
Right.
He's already said it. And that's why you can turn around and hold tight to that word that says, no, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed out begging
that's
bread.
Right.
I've always loved that scripture. Now I forgot which one it was. I was looking at somebody out there, and they were waving at me, distracting me. But you know, it's that place where I forgot.
You lost it.
I'll read this while you're thinking. Yeah. Psalms 138:2 says, "I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above all your name."
Right.
Mm-hmm. Above right. all your name. Now, King James says, I have magnified thy word. Okay, I was thinking it was, yeah, that was New King James I read. But God's word, he exalts that above everything. So when he tells us to prophesy like he did in Ezekiel 37 and say to the very dry situations, the very dry bones, he asked the question, and that's what we're asking this morning. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're saying, can your situation change? Can these bones live? Can your very dry situation turn around? And we're telling you, by the word of God, he says it can. He says, I will put breath in you so that you come to life. And then he says, because you will know that I am God. You will know I am Yahweh. I have spoken and I will do it. What's Numbers, was it 23? Says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do it? Or has he blessed and will he not perform it? Or something like that. I can't think of the last line. But it says, this is the declaration. He declared it. He promised it. He made it a decree in the land. It's the decree of the Lord that you will live.
Your situation.
Somebody's trying to chime in on us.
Ezra.
Your situation will change this morning mm-hmm. as you declare and speak to the dry places.
But you know, you look at this too, and he's talking about prophesying and everything. But you know, I mean, you look at everything that's in this. You know, you're being asked of the Lord's asking you a question. But as he begins to say prophesy, so here you are prophesying, hoping, believing, mm-hmm. trusting all mm-hmm. of these things at one time because you're doing what the Lord said for you to do.
Right.
And in fact, you're changing the very air mm-hmm. around you.
Check his scripture out with the same vein as hold fast to your profession mm-hmm. of faith, right? The Hebrews 4 says, seeing then. Mm-hmm. See, we have something mm-hmm. more. We have the word mm-hmm. and Jesus watching over it as right. a high priest, mm. right? And he said, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast mm-hmm. our profession. Mm-hmm. And we talked earlier about this. What does it mean to hold fast? It means to take away,
mm-hmm.
to seize it. You're going away. You're not just going to receive it, but you're going to carry it
Amen.
Into the situation. You're going to carry it away from this moment. It's going to become part of you. You're not letting go
Amen.
Of it.
Amen.
Right. I remember what I was going to say a while ago.
It's about time. No, I'm kidding.
This was a long time. This started a long time ago. I remember when I heard, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Mm.
I mean, it's something that I've just ever so often it comes back to my thinking. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
In speaking mm-hmm. these things, mm-hmm. in obeying, and believing, and hoping, and prophesying, you are preparing the way of the Lord.
That's right.
And if you look at it, it's not... It is in your life, because when you do these things, something's going to change
That's
inside
right.
of you. But it's also so that he can move, he can ride on the words that you spoke.
That's right.
He can ride on the word that belonged to him mm-hmm. in the beginning mm-hmm. that you spoke out of your mouth.
That's right.
So you're prophesying and preparing the way of the Lord in front of you.
That's exactly right. And that's part of, you're calling things that be not as though they were, but they're not things, you're not calling things that are not. You're calling things that are not seen here.
Exactly.
Right.
It's
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying, okay, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. What am I doing with my declaration? My here, okay, this situation looks bad. Hear the word of the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He's never forsaken the righteous. He will not forsake me. He in this, and he's already established that word you don't see.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you're about to see something.
That's right.
You're about to see something because it's getting ready to what? When you brought him into it. When you brought his name into it, when you brought what he had said, this is not you talking on what you think ought to happen. You're talking on what he said.
That's right.
You are literally paving the way for it to bust into the supernatural taking over things that are not as though they were. Things that are not as though they were.
And isn't it funny how God always does things like that? He asks questions to cause our faith to get stirred, you know. He'll put something out there like, you know, he's bringing someone and shows them a big graveyard, really. He just shows them a bunch of bones, mm-hmm. you know. But he says, he brought me out by his spirit and set me down in the middle of the valley. Mm-hmm. It was full of bones. And, you know, that in itself would be a lot to comprehend. But then he just sits there and he says, can these bones live? And he stirs up in him this question. And it does something for me, too, because I'm thinking, can my situations turn around? Do I really believe that God will be able to do this, you know? And so he replies, God, only you know. That's a good answer because you're not saying, I got all the answers. You know, we're going back to that humbling place. We're saying, God, all I know is you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if we can get to that place where we say, God, all I know is you know, then we'll move in faith.
I like verse 7 too. And it said, so I prophesied as I was commanding, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking.
Ooh.
And the bones came together, bone to his bone.
Right.
And you know, what does that mean, bone to his bone?
Right.
It made me, when I first heard it, it made me think about what Jeannie said about she had adjusted herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the prodigal son came to himself.
Right.
But it was like bone to his bone. People began to come together. Mm-hmm. People began to realign and come into into a position.
Right.
Yeah. So everything's coming together. Right?
Right.
Everything is coming together.
Right.
Hey, man. Uh-oh, we got it tangled up. Okay, we got somebody coming in, and Tiffany, you're getting introduction to technical difficulties everywhere. We got so many wires going here.
Just two.
She's a musician. She understands.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
She understands wires.
But she's been listening to us out there, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All morning.
She listened to us on the radio.
Already got me fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So are we going to stay with this vein for now?
Pastor Aaron, do we need to take a break? Okay.
We can do it whenever we want to.
We'll just finish this up, and then we'll let you join us. And Miss Tiffany, what is your last name?
York.
Miss Tiffany York has joined us. And so we're looking forward to what she has to say. She's our guest this morning. So let's just end this up with the question this morning. Can these bones live? And what does God say?
Yes.
He says, yes.
Yeah. So can life come into your
that's
situation?
Right. That's God turn it around?
That's exactly right.
And it says, I will cause breath to enter you and you will live. Ooh. And then you will know that I'm Yahweh.
Somebody
watch
needed
God
to hear that. That's somebody right. needed to hear
watch
that.
Watch God
back
this morning
to that
in your
place
life.
Where it we talked about the verse calling things that aren't as if they were, and you know it's not that they're not there. You're just calling them back to you. It oh man, it's like I'm getting it again for the very first time. You know, it's that place where you are literally calling forth the plan that God has for
that's
your
right.
life.
You're creating you're call- it. Now, he's the creator, but you're causing it to happen by your
you're
words.
You're preparing your way.
That's
you're
right.
preparing the way
that's
for
right.
you to step into what he has already put in place for you.
That's right.
But you know, one of the keys, going all the way back to where we started with, we started with so many things in Acts 14:14, but bearing his name, being a representative, not getting into pride, humbling yourself. And it says, I will put my spirit in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how our situations are going to change because of course, he's going to do it, but he's going to put his spirit in us that we have the anointing, we have the wisdom, we have the knowledge and the joy and the strength to proclaim his word and allow, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And it says, and you will live. Mm. You will not be depressed anymore. You will not be worried about it anymore. Mm-hmm. You will not be anxious about it anymore. He says, I will settle you in your own land. Yeah. I'm going to settle you and establish you in your faith to where when I ask you the question, can these bones live? Mm-hmm. Can I heal your body? Can I heal your daughter? Can I heal your son? Mm-hmm. Can I heal your mother, your father, whatever? Can I cause your marriage to be healed? Can I change your financial situation? Can I cause you to be an influential person in your church to where it's not dry anymore? Can you do that? You know? And he says, then you will know that I'm Yahweh. I have spoken and I will do it.
Yes.
This is the Lord's declaration. So can these bones live? Yes, they can. We got our answer.
And you get behind that word.
Speak it. Hear the word of the Lord. Tell your situation this morning.
That's right.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Declare it over as you go. I mean, it's like prepare that road in front of you.
I mean, because if you're speaking, well, woe is me, you know, and I can't do it, and I just don't know how this is going to turn around. Like you said, the lights are going to be turned off.
Might as well say something new.
Well, you know, when you say, woe is me, that's what you'll be.
Yeah, that's right. But when you say, God says this or that, God says this or that over the situation, and he says, speak, he said, prophesy it. Prophecy means you are declare, you are speaking into the future. You are saying, I don't go by what I see. Mm-hmm. My marriage may be falling apart. My lights may be cut off. I don't know. But God's going to turn it around as you do what he tells you to do. There was instruction in this word. All through this word, he kept telling them what to do. And as we pray and say, God, give me a word. When we say, Lord God, only you know. All I know is God knows. And we say that over and over. Then he says, prophesy. Then he says, do this. Then he says, mainly he's just saying prophesy. Prophesy. Mainly he's saying speak it.
Say it.
And then he says, get established in this. You know, the bones were dried up. Our hope, that's the negative. Our bones are dried up and our hope is perished. We're cut off. Stop saying those kind of things.
You know, the thing is that we read of a scripture, I can't remember if it was in Deuteronomy or Psalms, but it said, I will testify, I will speak of thy testimonies. Amen. You know, that's what this is. We need to come off of this place of woe is me. And again, I've been there, I do that, might be there again tomorrow. But, you know, it's this prophesy.
We're
going to
rebuke
stuff.
You. No, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll do the same for you when I see you
there. Yes, you will. And you have.
But that's the thing, you know, it's that when we speak of his testimony, he's testifying about something
that's
here.
Right.
He's teaching us something here. He's giving us hope. He's giving us instruction. I was listening to something the other day, and they talked about the prescription that God gave to Hezekiah. This is your medicine. This is your healing. This is your food. This is your drink.
That's right.
This is your clothing.
This is your tendons and flesh
coming
back to
it's
you.
Everything.
Your spirit, reviving your spirit, bringing joy back to you.
You know, that scripture I read earlier in 2 Corinthians that went along with this, now it's still even stronger to
me.
Because, see, they had this story to read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul and them could read this story.
I guarantee
you Paul knew this story.
Yeah.
And yet, here's what he said. He said, when these things were death around us, the sentence of death is on us. This things ain't going well,
y'all. Cut off.
It's not going well. He said that we should not trust in ourselves.
Right.
I don't know. If I would have been in that circle, he said what? But in God, which raises the dead. Mm. It doesn't tell us, but it would have been a good spot for them to huddle up and go, remember when Ezekiel said, hear the word of the Lord.
Prophesy.
Talk like David.
Yeah, let's talk. Yeah, I just almost got to believe that they rehearsed some of these stories.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
And what's the declaration there for them was, we're going to put our trust not in ourselves.
That's right.
but in God who raises the dead.
Bring yourself back. Yes. Readjust.
Yeah.
Align yourself. Come to yourself.
Yeah. To recap, Jeannie started out, I adjusted myself. Man, I just love that. I got to adjust myself. I'm sure Todd agrees.
Like, the whole world knows I had to.
You need to adjust yourself sometimes.
Yeah, everybody this morning knows I had to adjust myself. And you weren't wondering what it was.
You aren't alone. You aren't alone. We all have to adjust ourselves. But we talked about. That was just, it's not a joke, really. No, we adjust ourselves back to the Word, and we bear His name.
Come on.
We begin to be representative of who He is. Humble ourselves. Don't be sanctiproud.
But see, listen again.
But
listen
move.
Listen to verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I spoke what I was commanded to speak. And as I prophesied, there was a noise.
That's right, a rattling sound.
And a behold, a shaking.
Rattle.
And the rattle. Bones came together. See, that's what happens when you speak the Word of God. It's the same thing we were talking about when worship. When we begin to worship and we go all the way up, we start moving there, everything you got goes with
that's
you.
Right.
And some things are going to call, you're being adjusted. In that place, when you begin to do what the Lord has commanded you to do, worship.
Yeah,
Him.
That rattle song, you know, it says there's the bridge of it says, live, live, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord, live. And, you know, and so, but anyway, listen, the righteous keep moving forward and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. That was one of our verses. So we'll kind of wind this up so that we can kind of shift gears this morning. I hope you're encouraged. I hope you realize that your dry bones are going to live as you declare it. Mm-hmm. Get a hold of Ezekiel 37 and all the other scriptures. I can't remember them all that we talked about.
Genesis through Revelation.
I think they eventually put it on a recording. Yes. You'll find it. And just be encouraged this morning. God's going to turn your situations around as you declare it and prophesy it. But anyway, so let's shift gears this morning. And I mean, I know we're all pumped up. So let's get Miss Tiffany going over here.
She's
Miss Tiffany.
Up too.
Tiffany York is our guest this morning.
Say, it's just a continuation of this, of what you know the Lord has done for
me.
The dry bones rattle, all of it. So you all just read this introduction. It's just continue it on.
You know the story. Eat that mic. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, tell us who you are and where you're from. And
My name's Tiffany York, and I'm originally from Breckinridge County, right here in McDaniels. I live in Harned now, and I have been truly living for the Lord since 2020, May 19th, at exactly 2 months.
You know the minute.
And, it was a big moment for me, but He has just been giving me encounter after an encounter after an encounter. It's just never ending. The song that I had wrote was about, and it's crazy, a lot of the things that y'all have been talking about, my well's not dry.
Oh, wow.
He said, quit pulling from a dry well.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, it's so beautiful, the things that He has for us, if we'll just see, you know, stop being so busy.
And Tiffany's a worship leader as well. So the room's full of them. Yeah. I mean, if Hannah gets back, we're just going to be overflowing. There's going to be an overflow in this
room.
I'm
just realizing who she is, but you had blonde hair before, didn't you? Okay, I know who she is now. Okay.
And so, but the Lord has been giving you song after song after song after song, and that's something I think a lot of people in worship are realizing is these words are coming up out of you in worship.
Straight from the throne room.
Amen. It's a spontaneous thing, but then it lingers. It's not just the moment.
It's not just the moment.
It's going. It's a word. It's a word going to the body.
Yes.
It's kind of like what Hannah said, or Forrest Frank said, that it ended with me and God took it for us.
Yes.
That was so good.
True. Yeah. And when she touched on that, it put me back to, because she said, you know, he used to sing secular music. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that it was bad, but it wasn't glorifying God.
Right.
And then when he came to the moment of finally leading worship, it the glory that ended with him then spread out to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just, that's it.
That's what it
exactly
is.
That's what we all long for. And, and so that's how some people, like I said, it's not that we want to be proud, but God, we want that.
Yes.
We want that anointing to go.
Right.
But it's in our humbleness. It's in our worship.
Exactly.
Amen. Yeah, we're excited. We're excited to hear about where the Lord
There's
has
Hannah.
You.
I see her. Yeah. She's coming in. She can come in.
So where are you at now? What are you doing right now?
So I'm helping, you know, with worship at KMC on Ballpark Road with Mr. Whitney.
Oh, yeah, Whitney Ward. Okay.
And I've been writing fiercely for the last few months. Something that, you know, obviously in the old side of me in music, I've always had music in me, but I wasn't always living for the Lord, obviously. And God spoke to me. He said, if you can write 30 songs for the world, you can write for me. And I've, for the last few years, I've been so busy. It's like I've just been running, running, running. Not for the Lord. It was for the Lord.
Yeah.
But sometimes we can even get so busy that we don't stop and write what He needs us to write down so that we can then bring it forth to the body. And for finally, I was still enough to not, you know, be pulled in different directions, that it just flowed out. And once I think you have to take that leap of, God, this is you. That's right. Definitely not me, because there's just no way that these could come up out of me and myself. And so I just leaned into that, and it just kept pouring. And Brother Whitney would, he would speak a word, and it was just like, boom. You know, on Wednesday night, we were talking about the stones, about the cloud of His presence, when Moses and they were led. And immediately a song came to me, you know, when you move, we move. It's a choreography dance.
Awesome.
You know, and so that's where that song came from. And, you know, there's baptized.
Is that the one you're doing today? Which one are you doing today?
This one is The River, My Well's Not Dry. Oh, okay.
That's the one you did.
That's
Ezekiel.
The one that I did. This is about Ezekiel, which that word was given to me probably a year and a half ago. I had never heard of the scripture of Ezekiel where it's ankle deep and the knee and over your head and just swimming in His glory. And so I hadn't written that song when I was given the word, but that word was planted inside of my heart. And when Whitney brought out something that was like, I was like, and then he spoke that scripture. And Megan was actually, she was sitting beside me and she was taking some notes down. And I was like, Megan, write down over my head. And I was like, and she said, okay. And then my husband, he had this vision of this this dry land, but coming out of the sky was this beautiful waterfall. And as it was touching the ground, it was flowing out, and everything that it touched was alive.
Oh, wow.
And everything that wasn't close to it was dead. So the further you get away from this flowing river, the less alive you are.
Oh, wow.
And so between all of that, this song came out of that.
That's awesome.
So, but it's just been such a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
And I know He has so much more for us, you know, and we can't hold ourselves to, oh, well, I guess that's it. That's all He's got from Him.
It's not.
It's over and over and over and over again.
It's changed, hasn't it?
Yes.
It's like changed it completely.
Yes.
How worship goes for you now.
Yes, yes.
I've seen it.
And it's not that we don't sing other people's songs.
Sure.
We're going to.
Yeah.
But when He brings forth something out of you, I believe every single word that is on these this paper. You know, I believe every single word that He's given me. It's not that I'm just, it's not a rhyming word. It's not just something that fits there. Like, it's, I really live this way. I really feel this way. And and I long to always be in this way, you know.
Right.
So, and you want that for the body.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole reason when we're worshiping and if we're leading, it's not just for us. It's for them to grab a hold of this and take it forth, you know. So,
well, you know, in Ephesians, it talks about that we would sing psalms and spiritual songs. And I always say, Lord, give me spiritual songs. Songs that, you know, like you were saying, come straight from God.
Right.
And those songs you remember, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I have to memorize when I'm singing somebody else's song, or I have to have a paper or the PowerPoint or something in front of me. But when God gives you a song, it stays. It's because you know that's what He says.
It's part of who you are.
Yeah.
It comes from part of who you are.
Spiritual song, you know.
Amen. And sometimes somebody else's song can do that to
me. Oh, yeah.
I mean, some of your songs that you have been writing lately just tore me up. She knows it. She knows it. I get all tore up.
I love to get tore up.
I asked her when she sang that song that Friday night. She told me she was coming. I said, are you bringing your big guitar? Because I think that song might come up.
Yeah. And it's crazy because Hannah mentioned, it was one of y'all, but I think it was Hannah that mentioned, pulling from a dry well, and I was like, Lord, is that you?
See, we don't have to worry about that.
That's just coincidence. That's just coincidence.
Right. No.
Praise God. Praise God. But I love where we're at as a body.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're talking in here right now, there's like three churches mm-hmm. represented.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And we're all talking the same thing.
Amen. That's
we're
right.
All,
Amen.
We're all excited about what the Lord is doing. And yes. I love that because we are really seeing these kind of whatever those things were.
The walls.
The lines and walls and all that.
Right.
It's just non-existent.
Not, right.
So if you're on the other side of the wall, you might as well come on over.
Come on over.
Jump that wall.
You see you can walk down.
Jump that wall.
See that.
Write that song.
No, I'll write that song.
See that. Okay. See that meme that says, "Just because I left your church, don't mean you can't talk to me anymore."
Right? We're not in gangs. That's what Brother Whitney said.
We're gangs.
Not in gangs.
Get our bandanas.
But, but in some ways we are.
Yeah.
In some ways we're we're so connected that we will fight for one another.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
We
support.
Will fight in spirit for one another. But the great thing about that is anybody, whosoever will,
can
come.
Whosoever.
Yeah.
I'm a whosoever.
I'm a whosoever.
Well, let's hear this song. Are you ready? I mean, and then we can talk about the song and we can worship.
You want me over there? You want, okay.
You
want
to swap places or something?
I get over here.
Here's
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Maybe give her your mic if they're going to sing, maybe.
Oh, I don't think I have to be in it.
Well, I thought you were in it.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to hang over her. I'm just going to hang over her.
You a hangover, Jeannie?
Yeah. I mean, I tell her about you all the time, Crystal.
All the time.
I mean, and so she, I wear
to
your
Wednesday
name out over here.
I'm online listening to you all. This song is called "The River My Well's Not Dry."
Take me deep.
Tiffany.
Very good. That's a good song.
I love the words. Mm-hmm. Ankle deep, knee deep, and over my head. Yeah.
That sounds like a whole experience.
I just really sense there's going to be like 100 songs come out of that. Yeah. I mean, really, not just you.
Yeah.
Other people that was just listening. And
yes, that's the whole point. Yeah. It spreads like wildfire.
That's right.
What he says that his word will do and his spirit will do. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing.
Yes.
It gives God the atmosphere that he wanted to do that very thing.
Yes. The spiritual songs. Yes. That's going over in my spirit. Just the spiritual songs, like you said, that come straight from the throne room of God. I mean, you know it's God. And there's, like you said, nothing wrong with singing other people's songs. Right. And we will sing other people's songs.
Sometimes we start there.
We got to do Amazing Grace. You know? Amazing Grace, you got to do that.
Right.
You shout to the Lord like we talked about earlier.
I'm taking that song. That's right.
But when those songs come, that only you know they came straight. Right. Not the other ones didn't, but when it's your song, then
it's
know.
Personal.
Yeah, that's right.
Starts personal, but it's. I mean,
it's
you
your
know,
testimony.
A lot of us have a lot of the same different, whether it be backgrounds that where our journey came from, how we came to the Lord. You know, a lot of us have similarities, but also yet different. But even if it's one part that just sticks out to you, you're going to hold on to that word.
But you know, I remember when I was teaching over at Corinth, and I ran across that scripture in Ezekiel. Mm-hmm. And I remember I said to the class, turn to Ezekiel 37 or 38. Mm-hmm. And before they could even get there, I started reading. Because every time I read it, I'd get real excited. And so I had to read it, you know. And I mean, they could tell. But see, the thing of it is that when you sing those songs like that, it brings forth it's I might say it a different way, but now it's been added unto.
Yes.
And I think it just when it comes from that place where it's a spiritual song like that and you speak it out, it enhances or adds to what is already in the atmosphere that you're
and
in.
She's actually prophesying the word of God.
That's right.
As you're declaring that, you are speaking the word of God. You know, and so God can move. It creates an atmosphere where, welcome, Lord, here's your word. You know, I exalt my word over anything else. Yep. But when she's declaring, or whoever is declaring that word, then, like you said, the anointing's there. Right. It's because of his word.
It's the knee-deep or the up to my feet or
over my head. It's
a life in him. It's life, and it's what he intended it to be.
But we don't want to miss this. We don't want to miss this part of it, because in the preaching of the word, in the worship, in those places, if the congregation, the people who are sitting under it, you know, maybe you're sitting there going, you know, yeah, well, that's fine for her. She had the great revelation, but I didn't. But it's coming out into the atmosphere right now.
The
word is being preached to you right now.
That's right.
And it's that word we were talking about at the beginning. It is the receiving place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not just a receive, but you receive it, take hold of it,
that's
walk
right.
out the door
it's,
with it.
It's being given.
And it'll be affected. You'll be affected as much as the one who delivered
that's
it.
That's exactly
to
right. To write, where
it's
you
there
write
for you.
Your song, where you write a spiritual song or a spiritual word or spiritual, it'll come from the Lord.
Yeah.
Or just singing her
stuff.
Song, prophesies into your situation.
Yeah. Yes, and what I was talking about, like Whitney will give a word and then a song will come out of that. That's what I told him. I said, sometimes when you're under, you know, a teaching, it might not resonate with you as much as a song.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to. Mm-hmm. We're so apt to memorizing songs. Mm-hmm. We listen to songs all day. We can
sing
know every word of even songs we may not even want to remember anymore, right?
You know?
Yeah,
so get those out of your head.
Don't go to walk.
Musical form of this.
Walking.
I remember learning the 50 states in alphabetical order from a song in fourth grade, and I still remember that to this day. So that's why I feel like with these songs, when we're speaking, you know, the word of God, Psalms 103, that's where, bless the Lord,
all
my
soul, and all that is within me.
You know, it's called Crown of Mercy. That song came from Psalms 103.
Mm. Right.
And I think that, what is that one that girl, where she talks about worry, she wrote, it's on the radio, but Psalm 23.
Yeah.
And, but I wrote one about, you know, Psalms 103. Mm-hmm. And, but when we're when we hear a word and that word just resonates with us so much, we're like, people need to remember this. Right. They need to remember this. They need to tattoo
need to
it on their
this.
Heart.
Right.
But don't you think that's what, again, that's what the word is intended to
yes.
do? It goes so long
yes.
with what we've been talking about. That word was put there for you.
Yes.
It was there for you. It was there so it causes something. It is there so it shows up in your life. It is there to prepare the way for you. It is there to pull you up.
Yes.
It's there for all of you.
Amen.
And that's what it's there for. And it's like when you hear the word of God preached, it should cause something to rise
yeah.
up inside of you.
Yeah.
That's why he gave it.
That's right. Yes. It's who he is.
Yes.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God.
God.
The Word is
yes.
God.
Mm-hmm.
So when you want to know who God is, get in his Word.
Get in his Word.
Get in his
yes.
Word.
Okay.
Sing his Word.
Yes.
You know, and it's also, it was there to create a picture that you didn't see.
That's right.
Yeah.
We were to see ourselves the way the Word had declared it.
Mm-hmm.
We were to begin to see something outside of what we've been seeing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's the eye of your faith.
Yeah.
And it has to come from only where faith comes from.
Right.
Faith comes from hearing.
Hearing.
Or faith comes by hearing the Word of God sung sometimes.
Yeah, right.
Right.
The Word of God.
I go somewhere.
But
it
starts painting that picture.
Amen.
Inside of you, that
yes.
what now I know what to put my faith to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to put my faith in that, and
yes.
my hope starts rising.
Yes.
It's that place where you
that
say,
this could
there
actually be true.
Yes.
In Him,
happen.
All things are possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
This could be possible
yes.
for me.
Yeah.
Can these bones live?
Yeah.
Yes.
yes.
So yeah, and all it takes is a little bit.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
it's just as a snowball effect mm-hmm. of this rolling. I think that's how when we come to the Lord and He does something that only we would know it would come from Him.
Right.
There's no other way but Him
uh-huh.
that it could come. Mm-hmm. And then that, you know, I think back to my encounter, and that's exactly how it was. I'm like, I know that was from the Lord. There's no way. Oh, my goodness. He has convinced me.
Well, you got to tell us. Just
I'm ready.
Give us a brief testimony of what you're talking about in that moment
in
when you changed.
So this was in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, the whole world was still. Everything was still. I got about 2 months off with my boys, but in that time, my son had, and I didn't mention this the other night in my testimony, my son had just had a four-wheeler wreck, and so I was really taking care of him, and there was just so much chaos going on in the world, and I was like...
It was COVID, right?
It was COVID.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've always known the Lord. Mm-hmm. I've always, you know, I loved Jesus, mm-hmm. but I didn't know the relationship
yeah.
with Jesus. Mm-hmm. I was never taught that. From all the way, you know, back, I never was taught that constant relationship and that growing with Him. And when I was sitting in my garage at 2:00 in the afternoon, and all of a sudden, I tell Jeannie this, it was like a movie script that was flowing before me of my life,
mm-hmm.
About 5 or 6 years of literally living in the wilderness for myself, secular music. Mm-hmm. You know, the bars and the taverns mm-hmm. and just all the things. And God was showing me, mainly my biggest hang up was lust.
Yeah.
And He was showing me this movie script. And as I was watching it, I was feeling, it wasn't that He was mad and smiteful and, you know, casting down. It was, this is how it broke my heart.
Mm.
And when I saw the love that He had for me, even through all of those times,
yeah.
even before, and never can love me any more than that, I grasped that,
mm-hmm.
and I saw it how He saw it.
Mm.
And I was so wrecked over that.
Wow.
Because I didn't want to do that to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I then began my relationship with Him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I no longer, you know, a lot of people can hang on to so many things.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give that, maybe not that, maybe
yeah.
not that. I mean, He flipped me.
Mm.
He flipped. It was just a beautiful thing. I embraced it. It wasn't something that I was like, man, I don't really want to not listen to secular
right.
music anymore. I didn't want to listen
right.
to secular music
right.
anymore. I didn't want to partake in any of the things that I used to partake
in.
And I didn't want to hang around the same crowds
mm-hmm.
of evildoers. And that's the thing is that, you know, I love those people. I
sure.
hope and pray that they will seek the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I pray that I've always been a living testimony to them that if He can do it for me, He can do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was the least. I mean, you know, I look at myself at the things that I've done. And And so if he can bring me out of that, I know he can bring others. But I did not want to partake anymore. And so I was one way, and then I was different. And as my husband says, I hate the things I used to love, and I love the things I used to hate.
That's good.
And it's that's stuck with me, and it's just been a constant flow and a constant growing, a constant yearning. It's never ended. The zeal is still just as much right. there, if not more right. than it ever was then. Wow. And nobody's going to change my mind.
That's right. That's right.
I shall not be moved like a tree planted by the water. Right.
Isn't that strong. Amazing? Yeah. Isn't that amazing, though? And I'm sure that testimony's around this table and yes. in the room there. It's like, hey, look, I'm 70. Mm-hmm. I say that mm-hmm. with pride yes. in a way, but because I'm glad to be here.
Yes.
But I took from the day that he came alive inside of me
yeah.
to this very day.
Yeah.
I'm as excited yeah. as I was the I day that happened. I mean, we're talking about a lot of years. Lot of
she
years.
Truly is. Yes.
It's not changed, has it? No. Has it yes. changed for you?
You haven't had to adjust that. No, no, yeah, no. It's not changed for me either. When I decide, because I played for a few years, you know, but when I had enough and I grabbed after the one thing,
yes.
even through like all of us, through every trial. Through every situation, I could have went back mm-hmm. and ran to the world to fix
yep.
my problem.
Yep.
And I could, in fact, I went one time to a doctor, and she wouldn't put me on medicine. I was so it was just a bad thing, and I was just, yeah. I was just depressed. Same. You know, I was overwhelmed with right. the problem that had happened. And she said, "Let me just give you just to something to take the edge off." And I said, and I knew,
yep.
I was like, "No, no, no, no." And I told her, I said, "No, I'm going to trust Jesus." Right. I said, "I know I'm going to get through this, you know." And I did, and it was through mm-hmm. my song.
Yep.
Just a quick thing, devastated place, and I told my brother, "I can't sing this morning. I just can't. I'm not, you know." He said, "I think you should." I said, no, you do it." So he takes off, and I'm in the crowd, and I'm worshiping. And I look at him, and he nodded his head like, "Come here." He went. And I knew if I didn't go in that yep. moment, I knew in that moment if I didn't go, right. what the devil would try right. to do to me. And I walked up there, and I sang, and the place yes. exploded because yes. of God. Because yes. he said, yes, you're moving forward like we've been talking about. Right. And I got stronger and stronger because of a song.
Yes,
because of a song. You know, so, my worship, my obedience. And please don't, I'm not saying anything about me. It was all God.
We'll rebuke you.
Adjust me. But all I'm saying is, like you're saying, yes. is once he got a hold of me mm-hmm. through, you know, there are times we have moments of like, oh, you know, this is bad. What do yeah. I, you know. Keep moving forward.
Keep moving yeah. forward.
Yeah. You know, it is the zeal of God.
That's yes. right.
Has consumed mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah. And that
fire burning in my bones.
I'm telling you, consuming it fire. You can have yes. the worst day ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really mm-hmm. bad news. Mm-hmm. But if somebody starts talking to me about Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like turning into somebody else.
She's
I mean,
like a, like a, like a. I don't know. She reminds me of like a hippie Jesus in the fact.
No, don't say that. Don't
no, me. I don't no, mean it in a bad no, way.
It's not a bad way.
No, not at all. Right. Her, you know how back it.
We don't use the term.
We remember in the 70s where people were like, "Man, you know, it's just like, hey, yeah. you know, hey, let me show you something here, you know." And Jeannie has that. And people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people run.
Knew which generation to put us all
that's
in,
right?
Right?
That's right.
Yeah, but you've carried that generation.
In the 1800s, they would have hung me. She's gonna be a witch.
But what I'm saying is, we can all testify. And I'm not trying to exalt Jeannie, but we can all testify of how people Amen. Run to Jeannie.
Yes,
people
yes.
want what Jeannie's got, and yeah. we should all be that.
We should
way.
All be that way. That's right. We have
y'all something making me uncomfortable.
Okay, she don't like
I
it.
I love you.
Okay. Right. When I see Jesus, I see you. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And that's, isn't that the point?
That's right.
I don't want them yeah. to see me.
No.
I don't want them to. I want to step aside mm-hmm. so that they see him.
That's right.
She told
that's
me one time, this was one of the things I never did forget, is that she told me one time, Jesus wants to be so close to you that when somebody calls your name, both of you turn around.
Hey, we gotta wrap up.
Yeah,
y'all.
We do. Poor Tiffany Shittyhole gets tired.
Come on, Tiffany.
Hey, I enjoy.
Why don't you pray? Why don't you pray for us on the way? Are you? Or is she? We only got a minute. So
Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time together with these great women of God. Lord God, I just thank you for everything that you've brought forth. forth to this table, the song and the worship, yeah. and all of our hearts towards you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for all of this morning's word that you have brought forth. It has the dry bones rattle, yes. Lord Jesus. Yes. I just thank you. I just pray that everything that has been brought forth to this table, that it would be put out to everyone out there that needed it, that they would pull something from all of this. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, right. Hannah, you want to wrap us up? We'll raise a hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Thank you for joining us this morning. God is good, and go forth and adjust yourself to the Word of God.
Raise your hallelujah.